It is a day to remember what God has done, right? Do you have something that you remember that you think God has done for you? Yes? He made us peacefully. What about friends? Has God ever given you friends? How many friends do you have? Loads. So God is good. He has given us friends. Adults, God has given us
houses,
He has given us
jobs.
And He has also given us friends. And He has given us a family. Family problems. That's part of being strong in God. Because He will solve those problems for you. What is it?
He gave us cousins.
He gave us cousins. Isn't that lovely?
He gave us guardians for us to be guided.
For us to be guided. That's good.
He gave us the world.
He gave us the world. That's beautiful. But there's also one other thing God wants us to do to Him. Right? God wants you to listen. Yeah? I think sometimes we find it very difficult to listen. When we are told to do something by our parents, we do the opposite. Am I right? Yes, some do. Have you seen sometimes when you are walking in town, there are some boys who buy some paint and go painting on the walls? Have you seen that? What they call graffiti. You haven't seen that? That's being naughty. You're not supposed to do that. They go in the shop, they buy a tin of paint, and then they spray either by the station or anywhere else they think, well, I want to spray here, they do it. It's not allowed. So such people are not listening. God wants us to be people who listen. Exactly. Not doing bad things. So there is a certain group of people. They were in a certain country. The country they call Egypt. Right? So they were being ill-treated in that country. And they were crying to God. And God heard them. Okay? So God, He sent a certain guy. Who can tell me who was that guy? Give a guess. Come on.
Jesus?
Yes, Jesus came later on, but on this time He sent someone.
Moses?
Well done. That's the guy who I wanted. So God said to Moses, Moses was actually a head boy at that time. He was looking after his father-in-law's sheep. So as he was walking in the field, he saw a burning bush. And he said, well, I want to get closer and see what's happening. How come this bush is burning, but no, the leaves are not being consumed? So Moses walked near that bush and God said, Moses, I want to send you. At first he refused. Like some of us when we are being asked to go to the shops. We say, Mom, why me? Why can't you send so and so? When mom or dad or granddad or grandmom says, I want you to go to the shops, it's you they want to send. Okay? So God said to Moses, I want you to go and help my people. They are crying in Egypt. They are being ill-treated. They are being beaten. All bad things are being done to them. So Moses agreed. So that's the Moses who agreed to be sent by God. So he went to Egypt. So when he went to Egypt, he spoke to Pharaoh, who was the king of Egypt, to let God's people go and worship God. Like you have come this morning to worship God, right? God likes that. Yes, so Moses took that message to God's people. So Pharaoh let them go. But one thing happened when they left Egypt. They were walking towards the Red Sea, to the promised land. They couldn't pass through the sea. Who of you can swim here? Can you swim? No. So you can't pass through the sea, yeah?
Yeah, ma?
Probably.
No, you cannot. With all that water in front of you. You can. How? Isn't that great? So, with the Israelites standing in front of that water, right? Now, Pharaoh realized, well, cheap labor is gone. So he sent his army to follow them. And the people were crying to Moses, Moses, what are we going to do? We're going to die. Look, they look back and the Egyptians were coming with their horses and their chariots. And Moses as Isabel has said, with his staff, he pointed at the Red Sea. And what happened? The water stood on both sides like a brick wall, and they walked on dry land. Isn't that great? This God is a God of possibilities. When they had parted, the Egyptians were still coming. They hadn't stopped, haven't they? So God did something. When all the Israelites had gone on the other side, what happened? Who can tell me?
They went on the island
on the other side, yes, but what happened to those Egyptians who were coming behind?
Did he close it on them?
Yes. God closed the water on them. That water that had stood on both sides came on all the Egyptians, their chariots and their horses, and they all drowned. So when they got to the other side, the Israelites didn't just keep quiet. They looked back. The people who were chasing them, who wanted to bring them back to Egypt, were no more. But they thanked God for taking them on the other side of the Red Sea. Who can tell me what they did?
They settled on an island.
They settled on an island and did something. What did they do? They had food, and also they did. They celebrated by singing, right? So Miriam and Moses led them to singing and celebrating. So when God has done something for us, what do? We celebrate, don't we? When Jesus has done something for you, what do? You celebrate by singing, dancing. So we are going to dance together and praying together. Thank you, children. We are going to sing our next hymn as we dance and sing. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, it says this. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies to the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed a mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he has promised our ancestors." God has promised never to leave us, never to abandon us. So Mary was celebrating after receiving that news that he was going to have a holy son. So she was actually pondering, just a person like me to be chosen to have such a noble thing to do. God loves us all because we are his creation. We are created in his own image. We might be going through difficult times, but God hasn't abandoned you. Look, the Israelites, when they were facing the Red Sea, they thought doom is approaching, but God had other plans. God has got other plans for your life. God has got plans for what you're going through right now. This is the promise of God. He said, "I'll never abandon you." His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. You are that generation God was talking about. So this morning, as we continue with our worship, remember those words. God is a miracle working God. He is a God of possibilities. He is God who doesn't forget his promise. Let's bring this don't pestering Moses, but listen to this story on Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 18. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he is held into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has held into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers and are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters conquered in the heat of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majesty in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, you will be as still as a stone until your people pass by. Lord, until the people you bought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. The place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, and the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. God keeps his promise. What he says in his word, he will do. Some of those Israelites were thinking, this is the end of the story. There are some among us who are thinking, I'm going through this. I think this is the end of me. That's not the end of you. I want to promise you this morning, the word of God says, God's mercies endures forever. God's mercies are for you, not for someone else, because you are chosen by God. We come to this time of prayer. It's prayer time.